Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results.
Hello, my friends. And first off, happy, happy new year. I hope everybody had a safe, healthy, and happy new year and holiday season. Second of all, I have a cold, so this might be, I might sound a little hoarse and a little froggy, but bear with me. Today's topic is all about motivation. And I think this is a great time of the year to talk about motivation, because a lot of people are setting goals, whether you're setting goals in, you know, December or you're starting to set your goals now in January, really doesn't matter. But I think the hardest thing when it comes to goal setting for most people is just staying motivated. And not only that, but just staying motivated if you're trying to launch or maybe change up your current VA or freelancing business. So I just want to talk to you about maybe five simple tips that can help you work through the challenges that you may run into while you're trying to meet your goals, whether it be launching your business, like I said, or maybe adding new services, or leaving your soul-sucking job, whatever it might be. Because I remember long ago when I started my VA business, it was really hard to stay motivated because, you know, things weren't moving fast enough. And as you know, kind of life moves at its own pace and we do what we can to keep it moving. Or maybe things weren't going the way I thought they should go because I had kind of preconceived notions of what that, you know, my success should look like or how fast I should leave my job or whatever it might be. And then I was also stuck in analysis paralysis, which is where you do tons of research, but you take absolutely no action. And I think my best example of that was when I was researching the VA business, and this is embarrassing, because I am I'm a researcher, I love to research and I love to plan. Well, I ended up having this Excel spreadsheet that was like 12 tabs, and each tab was full of information. And I did it while I was researching, you know, the industry. But the problem was I kept looking at this spreadsheet and I kept looking at these 12 tabs of information and I would get overwhelmed and I would then get stuck into analysis paralysis because there was too much information and I didn't know what to do first, what to do next, and how to even get started. And that can certainly take the wind out of your sails. So you have to watch, if you're someone like me who loves to research and plan, analysis paralysis can be a problem you run into more than once in your journey. I know I still run into it. But what you have to remember is that the beginning of anything is always the hardest, whether you're learning how to sew or play the piano. You know, to start a business is a huge undertaking, especially if you don't have an MBA. If you never started a business before, it is a huge undertaking. So be kind to yourself. Understand that it takes time, no matter what you read on social media. You're not going to be a millionaire overnight. You're not going to make $10,000 in 30 days with just admin skills. You have to just be realistic in what you're setting up for yourself, and that will help keep you motivated. So here's a few other tips. Take baby steps. Take some type of action every day. And I'm a recovering perfectionist overthinker, right? So I get what it's like to think, well, it's not good enough. But what I finally realized is that taking imperfect action every day is better than nothing. And I also think of it this way, because my background is in software development. You know, whenever you would release a new piece of software, it was always called the beta release. And it was okay because you knew it wasn't perfect. And so I started looking at everything in my life as a beta release, which means I know it's not perfect. I know there's room for improvement, but I can still let it go and get feedback. So take baby steps, take action to move forward, whatever it is that you're working on. So action, not perfection, or think about taking imperfect action every day. It makes a huge difference. But also take time to take a break, especially now during this COVID pandemic. A lot of people have their children at home schooling. You may have your partner at home with you, so you don't have a lot of free space, free time. I was always used to having the days to myself, so I had some space and time to think. I don't have that anymore. So you have to figure ways to take a break for yourself from not only maybe what you're working on, but just the surroundings. You know, take a walk, go outside, read a book. You know, have boundaries with your business, which means have boundaries when you work and when you don't. Take a lunch, take a break, walk away from your office, don't eat in front of your desk. Make a break, if you will, or take a break from your business. Create a success jar. This is something that has really helped me because what it allows me to do is remind me how far I've come instead of fixating on what I have left to do on my to-do list. And it's a simple jar, and I'll put a link below to a blog I wrote on that. But it can be a jar, a box, a bag. And all you want to do is every day take a second to jot down what you've done today. What's one accomplishment? Maybe even getting out of bed or taking a shower or getting dressed is an accomplishment. Don't judge. Write it down and put it in your success jar. So make sure that you do that. This is a great time to start a success jar because it's the beginning of a new year, but you can start one at any time. Also, reach out to other VAs. You know, a lot of people can share your feelings, your frustrations, because they've been there too. And sometimes just knowing other people have been there and can relate to what you're going through can help. Again, especially now during this pandemic and being home more, it pays to reach out. You know, I have a free open public Facebook group. You're welcome to join. It's a great place to meet friends and colleagues and trusted partners, but it's full of experienced and inexperienced new virtual assistants. And it's a great place just to say, I need to vent, and we all understand. So make sure that you're reaching out to others, whether it's online or locally, just to give yourself a break. And sometimes the best way to get motivated is just to walk away from whatever you're doing for a day. You know, that was really hard for me as a workaholic, thinking, well, how could it get better if I walked away? I still have all this work to do. But I realized that it's counterproductive for me to keep trying to work when I'm tired or burned out. So you need to make sure that you're giving yourself a break. Be kind to yourself because you deserve it. If you don't take care of you, there is no business because you are the business. And then lastly, remember your why. Why are you doing this? Why do you want to have your own business? Or, you know, why? What's your reason to want to build a business and work from home? Because that is going to help keep you motivated. You know, what is the reason why? Mine has always been freedom in every sense of the word. So freedom to do what I want, when I want, how I want, just freedom. And so that is my why, and I remember that when I stumble. So these are just a few ideas to help you stay motivated if you're setting goals for yourself for the new year. Be sure, again, I think, to be kind and realize that everybody's going through similar things, and reach out, but give yourself a break, create a success jar, and don't worry about perfection. Do those baby steps to help you get where you want, because each step gets you one step closer to whatever that goal or dream might be for yourself. So I'd love to hear from you. Here's your action item. Pick one and stick with that for the next 30 days, because we can do anything for 30 days, and see how that works for you. Feel free to leave a comment, because I'd love to hear from you. And also, if you're not a subscriber, I invite you to subscribe. You can find me on all of the popular podcasting platforms. And I do release a new podcast every week. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. And once again, Happy New Year to everyone.